fairly regularly. Then the GP practice stopped doing this. And I think for most people, the only time you saw somebody was when you were called in, say, but two or three times a year, and occasionally for go to the GP to get the blood to send up before to send up to the hospital or the infirmary. Not really much more than that. But if you were feeling that things were not going right, you could always go. I mean, I've always known the dear people in the infirmary and the Churchill very well. So all I got to do really is to say, please have a look at me. Not very often that. No, you know what you're doing wrong anyway, really. Apart from things that go wrong because of diabetes, like the eyes and so on. That clearly was something that they used to call it going blind, but there's all these euphemisms these days, aren't there, about degeneration, diabetic, macular degeneration, or something. Big, long names, they call it. And I've had that problem, and so for the last 2 years, 2.5 years, I've had an awful lot of treatment on associated problems with diabetes. And they're still a bit worried about the eyes. I've had awful lots of laser treatments on the eyes, which is directly caused, so they say, by diabetes.
What about your feet?
Oh, my feet are in splendid condition. And one of the people who used to look after me said one of the loveliest things that anybody's ever said to me in life. And that's, what do your feet, take your shoes and socks off. Of course, feet carefully washed before you go, because they always want you to take your socks off. And she said, what beautiful feet you've got. That was at the John Ratcliffe. And I thought that was one of the nicest things that's ever been said to me. No problem at all. With feet, and everybody says, well, no worries there. So feet, kidneys and liver, I expect, are in pretty, pretty ropey condition, but they never tell me about that. And then the eyes, are always a little bit worried about the eyes, and I started seeing various things in the eyes about 3 years ago, I think. 3 years ago, I was out walking and I saw all these black spots everywhere in the eyes. And that day, purely by coincidence, the newspaper had got an article on it,